say or stay, it's hard to leave.
Well, he never meant it to be Allentown. He meant it to be Bethlehem, but it just didn't work as far as rhyming and lyrics.
Yeah.
I can see that. This new movie, Air, is this something either one of you plan to see?
I think I'm kind of interested in it. Probably not going to a theater to see it.
How is it spelt?
A-I-R. Air.
It's the story of Air Jordan shoes.
It's the story of Nike getting Michael Jordan as an endorsement type.
Oh, that smells.
But even better are the stars. Putting Timmy Wins together. Ben Affleck. Quack, quack. And Matt Damon.
And I think Ben directed it, maybe?
He may have.
I can't remember.
Is that the first time they've been together since Good Will Hunting?
No. They've been together in a few others.
Oh.
Hugh Grant is... I'm sorry. That is a separate story. At the premiere of the movie, Ben Affleck gushed about Jennifer Lopez. Apparently he was still... There's a guy who said he was fired from the movie The Love Guru, which was a disaster...
For Michael Myers.
Yeah, in the late aughts. I remember I was working here when that movie came out.
The aughts, I like that.
He got fired from the set because he made eye contact with Mike Myers. Is he really that big of a prima donna?
That guy made eye contact with me. Get him out of here.
It's like in the back seat of the car when you're a little kid. He's looking at me.
I know. Stop looking at your brother.
Or I'll give you something to look at.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is probably ending with season 12.
Yeah.
Which is already finished filming. I binged that show years ago. And I think it was season 10. I saw part of it, but not all of it. And I haven't seen anything since. So how many seasons altogether?
Well, 12. There's 11 now, but...
Yeah, I could have...
12 coming.
Like I told you, I am not all there today. I'm okay. Here, but I'm not all there.
Hey, by the way, anybody who wants to be number 100 on Breakfast... We're at 99 right now, so...
Wow, that's a record.
In 1 hour.
Please visit my Facebook page and admire Rick's meat sandwich I made for him this morning.
Sympathy likes.
Oh, Rick loved it.
Oh, those don't count?
Rick loved it.
Let's see. That's enough. There's your cheap and trashy for the day. We now turn to our leader, Jay Scott.
Oh, I'm the leader. Hi.
The leader of the pack.
I'm here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers that is open. Well, I say they're open today. They are from 10 until 4 and Saturday 10 to 2, except they're only open by appointment only. There's only one guy that works there, Troop Booth. That's it. It's just him. So you're not paying any kind of extra fees there or overhead or whatever to keep up costs or keep up running the place. No, because it's just him. Took over running the store after his grandparents opened it in 1977. Knows a whole lot about jewelry, more than I do. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. He knows his jewelry. The history of the jewelry that you can find on their website, heirloomjewelers.com, written by him because he knows. He can look at the metals. He can look at everything that was used in making that piece and say, that comes from the 1800s. This comes from the 1700s, the early 1900s. And so you can kind of get a backstory of how these jewelry pieces came to be. You may have some jewelry in your family that has been passed down generation after generation. You want to get a value on it, or you want to try and get a history of it? Troop can help you. Call them at 260-0066 or go by and see them on Vaughn Road, 6948. Again, appointment only, 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Hey, for you dad joke fans, we have a brand new one for you today. It's pretty good, too.
105 on Breakfast.
What? Wow.
Thank you for whoever helped us.
Let's see if we can climb Mount 300 today. Did we break 300 yesterday? We came close to it.
I'm going
to
go back and look, but we...
Or was that Monday? We didn't do
it. Monday, we
get Ed McMahon out of the grave.
Yes.
Go to the tote board. What do we got on likes, Ed?
Yesterday.
Hey, Ed.
Hi-oh!
When you hear that sound, you know we passed another best what?
Above or beyond 300.
From what, yesterday?
Mondays.
Mondays.
I would go with above.
I will join Jay.
289.
Oh!
Ooh!
He set us up.
Yeah.
If you want to scroll down, please, and look at Monday breakfast.
I feel like...
What? A dumbass.
Well, we did cross three...
He would have only asked if it was above.
I know.
But he didn't. He totally pulled it.
That's why I fell for it.
What was our record there of...
I think we broke 300
I think it was steak and eggs. It was filet mignon and eggs.
Well... It's on my Facebook wall. Let's see if we can hit the magic 300 today. And I'll probably get about 5 hits on everything else I post.
Folks, these little things make us so happy.
They really do. We are radio people striving for...
We want... All your time waiting. Give us those breakfast likes, please.
I'd like to hit 300 just once.
Don't take much of this.
And for every like you give, I will donate 1 penny to the Rich Thomas Breakfast Fund.
That's Rick, buddy.
All right, 706.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
The Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge still closed this morning, and we are beginning to stack up just a bit on Redland Road so far. Busy at the Highway 231 intersection and Redland Road inbound to Montgomery. Northeast Boulevard's a bit busy. East-south beginning to pick up some traffic. And we still got that accident being worked on Highway 331 southbound. That's out of Montgomery at Hyundai Boulevard. That lane was blocked earlier. If you're inbound to Montgomery on Highway 331, you shouldn't have much of a problem. Just watch out for boots on the ground there. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities. Whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our 5 lakes. Get your family together and make memories canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I've gotten rid of my winter fat.
Oh, you lost some weight?
No, now I just call it spring rolls.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Queen Tarika Jones found her mother's lifeless body after a tornado slammed into the rural town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Jones describes her mother, Erica Moore, as a beautiful soul and says finding her was terrible. At least 21 people in Mississippi and one in Alabama died in tornadoes Friday. More than half of those who perished were from Mississippi's Sharkey County, where coroner Angelia Eason says it felt like losing 13 family members. Neighbors say Lonnie and Melissa Pierce of Rolling Fork were some of the best people they knew. He was a retired welder, and she volunteered for a Christian charity. The tornado dropped a neighbor's semi-truck onto their home, killing the couple. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 37 points, the NASDAQ dropped 52, the S&P lower by 6. More details at srnnews.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, You can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Switch to Pure Talk and get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month, because Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Would you like to keep up with The Bachelor?
No.
You?
No.
How many seasons have they had?
Anybody?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have a wrap-up here, and what's interesting is somebody's been studying the speech patterns on The Bachelor and the way they pronounce certain words and the overuse of the word like, but this is really... sorry.
Well, I'm crushed. The first thing I basically hear come out of his mouth, he's like, I set boundaries and parameters about coming into this and not being sexual with other girls, but hey, I want to let you know I was. But he says sorry. Like, why are you sorry? You're not sorry you did it. Like, what are you sorry for? You're sorry the way I'm feeling? Well, you know I would feel this way. You know I wouldn't be like, hey, give me a high five, pal. Like... I'm really not okay right now.
Lady, it's pronounced...
sorry!
Okay?
Not in Canada. I guarantee you that I'm almost positive she's Canadian.
Oh, no, I have the Canadian pronunciation.
Sorry!
All right, we are at that convenient time of 7-Eleven Random Facts just ahead and a chance to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz question, but right now...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's coldest at Jay's house this morning, where it's 42. Well, not at his house, at the airport. How far are you from the airport?
Oh, I'm about 20 minutes from here, so probably want to tack on another 10 to, so I'm about 30.
From the Prattville Airport?
Oh, from the Prattville Airport? Yeah. I don't know where the Prattville Airport is.
That's on Highway 14 on the east side of 65, Prattville International.
Anyway, they're the cool spot with 42.
Yeah, I don't know where that's at.
Right now. Our forecast for today, kind of a cool day for late March, but not awful. Up from 60s to around 70, mostly sunny. A little northeasterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Definitely jacket weather. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, a perfect Thursday. I've been calling it the best day of the week weather-wise. Warmest. Warmer than today. Comfortable. Sunshine, high 77. Friday, I think we're into the middle 80s with a sun and cloud mix. We're dry during the day Friday. It's the overnight hours Friday night. And especially towards the wee hours of Saturday morning when the storms move in. And once again, some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe. The entire northwestern half of the state, northwest of Alexander City to, let's say, Selma line, is in a severe weather threat zone. Improvement Saturday afternoon and a very nice Sunday. Right now this morning, it's 48 at Montgomery Regional Airport here at 714.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Attention, everyone.
Countdown to morning show initiated.
By the radio.
All commercial radio transmission facilities throughout the world.
I'm the DJ.
And why exactly are you here?
I really know how to heat up a party.
Okay, this guy needs coffee stat.
Let's do this.
Let Wednesday begin.
It's showtime.
Just scanning various news sources in case something is breaking this morning. NewYorkPost.com has a lot of detail on the Nashville shooting and the shooter, including the arsenal and the place where the guns were hidden.
And three assault weapons and...
unbelievable. You know who's...
bought at five different stores.
Something that's getting... it's turning up in a lot of stories lately.
Yeah.
Squatters. People who take up residence in a home, and I think the law says, I know what they discussed this in real estate school. Oh, there's John Kennedy from Louisiana. He may be my senator one of these days. Anyway, if you stay there a certain amount of time, you establish a right to live there, which strikes me as bizarre.
Almost like common law.
Yeah. Oh, and
who is that? Beach bum Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Bears her whole body.
I think she wanted to make sure before she...
bubblegum pink.
Guys, that everybody has seen her, cased her at least once. I was $70,000 in debt. Now I'm a cash-stuffing millionaire. What does that mean? You heard of that term?
Cash-stuffing? No.
No.
She got $70,000 in debt and is on her way to making $1 million. Jasmine Taylor, 31, from Amarillo, said she lost her job and struggled to make ends meet in early 2021, buried under $600,000 student loans and another $9,000 in medical bills. Then she discovered cash stuffing on social media, a money management practice where you put your debt and credit cards away and place all the cash into designated envelopes for rent, groceries, and shopping. Well, I don't
know. So how does that, but how does that put money in your pocket?
I don't understand that.
The only thing you think of is that, do you tend to spend more when you're using a credit or a debit card? I used to spend debit card all the time, but not because it's got some giant balance on it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't use debit cards because it's too risky.
I am going to ask Brant McDonald about it because he is on top of all of these things. When we talk to him. Okay. Oh, and one little piece of breaking news here this morning.
What is it?
That's fresh
John,
news.
Wait. Take it down. Wait. What's it say? shut up.
Don Duncan's going to join us around 7:50 at some point after Random Facts.
Final four?
No, we are going to do a predict-a-thon on Monday, I believe, for $500 Duncan dollars on the final. The last two teams in it.
Oh.
And we will give you a chance to predict the score of that game and win yourself $500 Duncan dollars. But we'll confirm that with him when he checks in with us.
Florida Atlantic.
I would love to see that. Florida Atlantic versus Miami, they would be nuts down there. And the rest of the country, I think we get a lousy TV rating because people are more used to the legacy basketball schools.
Sure, North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky.
And that may be swishful thinking. See, that's what the basketball does when it goes through that.
Swishful thinking, yes.
17 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Steve D.
Yeah.
Steve.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Yeah. How are you?
Me too. I'm at work. Just calling about this cash stuffing thing.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a pure ripoff of Dave Ramsey. If you ever read one of his books, I mean, that's what he says do. Throw away your credit cards,
Set
them up, get envelopes.
You're right.
Put money, it's called budgeting for dummies. If you can't budget, put them in envelopes.
How about that?
So,
I knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah, that's straight out of Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover.
Huh.
Dave Ramsey has some real devotees, I'll tell you.
He's done some money. He's done some work. You know, I can't say that I followed it exactly, but hey, I suppose it works for a lot of people.
We appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Well, you know, I brought up something that was truly relevant, pertinent to one of our listeners. Coming up, I have I have two convoluted intros ready for Random Facts.
Wow, both of them.
And before we get to that, at 7:18, we have your local news. Get your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. The founder of Cadell Construction in Montgomery has died. A company spokesperson said John Cadell died peacefully Monday with his family by his side. An internationally known businessman and philanthropist, Cadell was a lifelong resident of Montgomery. He founded the government construction company 40 years ago. John Cadell was 93 years old. Another person has been arrested in connection to a shooting at Good Vibes nightclub in Selma. Jerron Stallworth has been charged with two counts of attempted murder, assault, and shooting into an occupied building. Stallworth's twin brother Tyron was killed. The club's owner Trent Woods and two other people were injured during the shootout. And Dozier Road, or the Emerald Mountain Expressway between Elmore and Montgomery counties, is closed due to flooding. County officials have also closed Riverfront Park downtown due to the river flooding there. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Do you like wasting time? Like sitting in Atlanta traffic, hoping and praying you make it to the Atlanta airport on time? Your Montgomery Regional Airport has some exciting news for you. Take advantage of MGM's direct, nonstop American Airlines flight daily to Washington, D.C. Fly out of Montgomery the day before your meeting and be back home the very next day in time for dinner. And getting in and out of your Montgomery airport is quick and easy. Avoid the long lines and the hassle of the Atlanta airport. Rethink your limits. Fly local first.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 29th, Smoke and Mirrors Day. The term smoke and mirrors is a metaphor for a deceptive or fraudulent description. Sort of like making people believe that this is actually world-famous actor and announcer Shadow Stevens reading a silly almanac bit for this goofy radio show. It's Smoke and Mirrors.
And now...
I'll bring the smoke, you bring the mirrors, and we'll all reflect on it.
Random!
Hey, there you go.
Mirrors reflect, you get it?
Yeah, well, he sounded like he was nervous about something coming up, or worried about something coming up. It seemed like things were falling apart there.
They are.
Smoke gets
you. Well, you hit it well. You had a lot of smoke and mirrors to hide it well, because I couldn't tell. You good? Do I need to do something? Is everything good?
Maybe. I made a boo-boo. Well, it'll be the next Campbell intro.
Okay.
Okay.
So everything's all right? You good?
We now continue.
I'm emotional wreck, but...
All right. I just want to make sure there's nothing I need to jump up and fix real quick.
No.
Or work on or whatever. Did you know... There is a specific set of UK coins... Mr. Anithmatist, or whatever it is.
Numismatist.
There's a specific set of UK coins where one of each denomination has a part of the royal shield on the back. And if you find all the pieces and arrange them correctly, the whole shield can be seen.
I did not know
Wow.
that.
Yep. It's kind of a neat little treasure hunt. Not treasure hunt, but you know, you're trying to, because not all of them have it.
Do you know, since you were in London, do you know about the denominations? Or were they using the euro when you were... No, they weren't doing... No, not you weren't there when the euro...
I went in 2010 or
okay, so they did have the euro.
Yeah, 2010. Yeah.
Were you dealing in euros or were you dealing in the pound? Or just U.S. dollars?
It was pounds. Oh. It was pounds.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I did, too. Yeah. That was actually fairly easy to figure out.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad, yeah. It wasn't too bad once you and plus I wasn't dealing in tons of money with that. Yeah. It was like $5 here, $6.
I was good at calculating. Sometimes I was a pound off.
Do you know what a pound and a dollar what their equivalency is? I can find out, but I was just
Well, we know that Canadian money is worth less than American money.
Yeah.
We learned that last hour here on this highly educational.
Here's something gross to tell you about. Something called Demodex.
Demodex? Sounds like a pill you would take after getting demoted.
It's not a pill. It's a... They're basically eyelash mites.
Oh.
Mites that are in your eyelashes. I know. They're too small to see with the naked eye, of course, but they feed off the dead skin cells of humans.
Ew.
Almost every adult human alive has an eyelash mite population living on their face.
Get off me!
Well, yeah, it's a good thing we can't see these things. Nobody would ever reproduce.
Oh.
We would be looking at bugs.
Like I just killed a bunch of eyelash mites as I wiped my eyes.
Yeah, well, listen. And so when you hear about and you think about these little cheap motel rooms too. I don't even want to go there.
Bug issue. Then
yeah, right.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a cheap hotel. Jay, look at me. We're gonna fix you.
Oh, yeah.
That should have gotten them all.
I'm going to spray this bug spray directly in your eyes.
So you don't have to deal with eyelash mites.
And you don't have to deal with anything else. You're blind for the rest of your life. Did you know the largest beaver dam in the world...
Nice beaver.
God, that was such a delight.
I keep moving it around.
Where is this beaver?
You need to keep your beaver in one place.
Well, it's on the Alice page in case you need a beaver.
Thanks. I don't remember that.
Tell me where the largest beaver dam is.
In the lower right-hand corner.
You know what? I don't have where it is.
On a green hotkey. It's easy to find.
But I will try and look that up for you.
It's right next to, I can't believe it's not boogers.
By the way.
Oh, thanks.
$1,000 equals 794 British pounds.
It's in really? The,
Yeah.
So we're more, our currency is worth more than theirs.
Yeah, right.
That was not the case when I went there.
Yeah,
it was changing. $1 to 120 in pounds.
Is that right?
Yep.
It's in the southernmost end of Wood Buffalo National Park.
Which is where?
That, I believe, is in Canada. I think it's in Canada.
Okay. But what were you going to say about the largest beaver?
I was going to tell you how big it is.
Oh.
It's quite big. Yeah, by the way, Wood Buffalo National Park is the largest national park in Canada.
Canada.
It is located in the northeastern Alberta and southern Northwest Territories.
Wow, that is way up
It's
there.
Larger in area than Switzerland.
Wow. My God.
It is the second largest national park in the world.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, back to the dam that's built there. It's over half a mile long, and it was discovered via satellite images.
Wow.
You can see...
That's a damn big dam.
You can see that beaver dam from space.
I stumbled across one of those while hiking in Minnesota.
They're pretty cool looking, aren't they?
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Those little critters...
The animals built that...
I mean, there's a reason why there's a term called work like a beaver. That they are such industrious creatures. Amazing. With a natural sense for engineering. That is,
engineering is the best word.
We should be studying them.
Busy as a beaver. Did you know the moon distances itself from the Earth by about 1.5 inches every year?
It's moving away.
I thought it looked further
away.
Yeah,
it's looking, yeah.
Yep, it gets further and further away from us. I mean, if I was the moon, I'd probably move further and further away from us as well.
At least from California.
That Earth is really ruining my property value. I need to move out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Did you know?
One day, you will peer into a telescope, look into the heavens, and you will see an Eddie Bader EXP Realty sign on the surface of the moon. You'll be the first.
Have you ever heard of Mahon, Spain?
Is that spelled with a silent J?
Spell it with...
No, it's M-A-H-O-N.
Oh, Mahon.
Mahon. Is it Mahon? Would that be Mahon?
Mahon, Spain. Mahon.
Mahon is it Spain.
It's Mahon away from...
Oh, no, it's pronounced Mahon.
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 Any simpleton knows that.
Like a town in New Jersey? Now, what about this place in Spain?
Mahon, Spain is where it is likely that this product was invented, but it got the name from Mahon, Spain. What product do you think that is?
Mahon haze.
Mayonnaise.
I'm right?
Mayonnaise.
Wow.
Mayonnaise, yes.
I'm giving myself a $10 food outlet gift certificate for that one.
Mayonnaise is named after Mahon, Spain, and is likely where it was invented as well.
Man, that's... We should be a tax-deductible station.
Then there's a town in France called Miracle Whip.
man, Miracle Whip.
School.
I know. It's don't ever call that mayo. It's never an appropriate substitute.
It has value. It is a useful condiment, even though they pitch it as a salad dressing.
What's that other kind of mayo substitute? It's blue. It's not blue cheese.
No.
No.
Blue plate? No. Blue. I can't remember.
I also happen to be a fan of horseradish sauce.
I am too.
Like sliced roast beef on a roll with a sliced cheese.
My daddy introduced me to that, and I love it.
Did you know the 1,980 miles of the Yukon River in Alaska is only crossed by 4 bridges? So nearly 2,000 miles of river, there's only 4 bridges.
Wow.
To cross it. By comparison, the slightly longer Mississippi River has how many bridges, you think?
I'm going to guess 300.
You're too high.
Too high?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say 200 bridges.
You're also too high. It's 132.
132. All right, folks. So if you're taking notes, Yukon River has 4 bridges. Mississippi has 132, if you're taking notes.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about an aerial disaster.
Oh. I'm all ears.
But it's likely that you don't know necessarily the aerial disaster, but you know the people that died in it. We're also going to tell you about suicide in the UK. Let's see. The Archbishop of Canterbury, going back to 1621, by the way, will tell you about something that happened in October of 2003, and a random fact about Andrew Johnson. Coming up.
Andrew who?
Johnson. Oh. Not Jackson, but Johnson. That's coming up on Random Facts.
I have the AdamsDrugs.net website up in front of me as they celebrate 60 years of service since their first dope store opened on Adams Street all those years ago, and building a legacy and a reputation on customer service. You get your shots. They'll protect the community from, if you need an immunization or a flu shot, you can get them at their wellness clinics. They have 4 of those around the area. And vitamin programs and all kinds of educational information as part of the service they provide, because it's the quality care you deserve at Adams Drugs. And trust me, you connect with them. You connect with them. A couple of weeks ago, my buddy Ray was right up the street here at Perry Hill looking for something over the counter, and he just happened to notice that the first 4 people that walked up to the counter were all greeted by their first name. Does that happen to you at a national chain pharmacy? Maybe, if you've been going to the same one for a long, long time. But more than likely, you feel rushed and hurried, and there isn't time to answer your questions. That will never happen to you at any of Adams Drugs locations. They also have a staff that's dedicated, because they've done it for me numerous times when you're prescribed something. They look for coupons and additional discounts, because sometimes your insurance doesn't give you much help on certain medications, including a popular new weight loss drug that is being prescribed by doctors. And friendly, feeling welcome and feeling appreciated. Plus, our audience knows the value of 76 cents of every dollar spent at Adams Drugs, staying in the local economy, employing local people, helping us thrive. And that's what they've been doing for 60 years. Visit AdamsDrugs.net. Try them. You'll love them. Over-the-counter needs. They have tremendous gift shops that are seasonal. Beautiful stuff for Easter. Kind of stuff that you buy. And I call it heirloom decorating. At Adams Drugs. Clint.
Clint. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, you guys talking about the Yukon River, the bridges?
Yeah.
You got some here in Montgomery that's pretty weird, too. Them Woodley Road. You go down a bypass, Boulevard, take a left on Woodley.
Yeah.
And the Eagle Song, Seven Bridges Roll, that's how they come up that song.
Yeah, we're familiar with that.
Oh, you cross 7 bridges going, but you only have 6 coming back.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of those things.
What's the difference between a beaver and a woodchuck?
All right, thanks for the call.
Ha 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 ha!
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got a bunch of accidents all of a sudden. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, also Narrow Lane at East South. Both of those locations with minor accidents. Washington Ferry at Hunter Loop, got an accident there, and authorities still on the scene. Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. Inbound or outbound right there, watch out for boots on the ground. They've been working that one for quite a while. Toll bridge is closed. Last we looked, traffic was backed up on Redland Road to Rifle Range. It is a busy morning everywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty. Get your nails done at Profession Nails and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source. Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to hosts, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 29th, the greatest day ever. On the 29th of March, 2006, legendary singer and performer Tom Jones is knighted by Queen Elizabeth. It's a relatively common occurrence. In fact, it's not unusual. Have a great March 29th, the greatest day ever.
And now.
Moron, you idiot. You see, that was the one that I bungled. That little crisis I had about 10 minutes ago?
Yeah?
That's...
But this was only because you had your mic off, though.
What's new, pussycat?
You didn't bungle it except for the microphone part.
Yeah, right.
You actually got it right.
Yeah, in Radio Land, that's a...
But you were...
Nobody notices a mistake like that.
You want to do it again? I want to know
what... No, because we're really tight for time.
Okay. Oh, are we? Okay. Right.
And we got Don calling us 7:50-ish.
I'll breeze through then.
All right.
Did you know it was an air disaster that took place in 1967, but not with a commercial airline? Seems like it was a private thing. There were about, let's see, six, seven. There were eight people on board. Seven died.
Okay. 67?
1967. Killed a musical artist.
Yeah, so it wasn't...
He's going to get it.
It wasn't Ricky Nelson.
It was not.
It was...
Otis Redding?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
There was one sole survivor of that plane, a guy by the name of Ben S. Cawley Jr.
Huh.
He was the sole survivor. He took off his seatbelt shortly before the crash. How that saved him, I have no idea, other than maybe he couldn't get out of his seatbelt.
And then 72 was Jim Croce. 73.
Yeah, well, he managed to cling to a seat cushion for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Until a rescue boat pulled him from the freezing lake waters.
Oh, okay.
And that was in Wisconsin?
I think so. I think that's how he survived, because he unbuckled himself so that when it did get into the water, he was able to get out.
And he had just recorded Dock of the Bay on Friday, and I think that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know, in England, in Britain, suicide was considered a felony? And the quote of it is, it was punished at common law by burial in the public highway with a stake driven through the body.
Wow.
Just to be like, you know, shameful. Here. Attempted suicide was a misdemeanor.
Wow, because you...
What are you in for?
Because you messed up.
I murdered myself.
Yeah.
I tried to murder myself,
and I was unsuccessful. So here I am.
Did you know there has been one Archbishop of Canterbury to have been killed while in office? Oh, wait a second. No, he has killed, not been killed, one Archbishop of Canterbury who has killed while in office.
Ah.
In 1621... Archbishop George Abbott. I'm sorry, I was thinking of the line from, what was it? I think it's Men in Tights.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was the Abbott. Hey, Abbott.
Right.
And they did the whole thing. Yeah. Anyway, Archbishop George Abbott accidentally shot a gamekeeper while they were hunting.
Ooh, like Dick Cheney.
Yeah, it basically pulled a Cheney.
Buckshot Dick.
It traumatized him for the rest of his career as Archbishop for doing that.
I bet it did.
I accidentally killing someone in that sort of sense where you don't really get charged with anything, but you just have guilt.
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure out how you go on. It's horrible. That kind of guilt. Did you know in October of 2003, not 2003, in October of 2003, sunlight dimmed 0.3%, ain't much, 0.3% for about 4 days. There were three very large sunspot groups that moved across the face of the sun, keeping the sunlight from what it was, yeah. I think we have a big solar flare that happened not too long ago that should be coming our way pretty soon.
Right. A solar storm.
Yeah. It should be on the way. And finally, did you know?
It's on our weather app.
Andrew Johnson.
Okay.
He did not master reading or grammar or math until he met his wife at the age of 17.
Wow.
The only other president with so little formal education was who, do you think?
Lincoln.
It was. Lincoln, however, is, of course, esteemed as one of America's, if not America's, greatest president, while Johnson, his successor, who came afterwards, is ranked as one of the worst.
Oh, yeah. Johnson was a horrible president. Yeah. Not the guy we needed after the Civil War.
And those are your random facts.
All right, they're going to come up with the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Yesterday...
I saw Rand Paul up there. That's why I said random facts. Because
let's call him Random Paul from now on.
Random Paul.
You know, he had a staffer that was stabbed in broad daylight, and he himself was attacked by a neighbor and badly hurt. I don't know what the deal is there.
Grandpa here.
You know what, Grandpa? We have not played that in a long time. Yeah, and I've got it. We are at 7:45. Yesterday afternoon, we talked to Jacqueline Tomlinson, who had been back and just raved about the job that was done by Montgomery Paint and Body with two vehicles that had issues. One involved a side view mirror that became detached, and Donnie, I actually had a collection to go through and was able to find one and replace it at a really, really incredibly low cost. Well within deductible. And then I will be getting to work on the truck that got rear-ended on Atlanta Highway. It's rare that you have to call MBB twice in the same week. But she could not say enough about Donnie Turner and what a great guy he was and how much she appreciated the hard work and the effort they went through for her as they would anybody else to produce the best possible outcome in a vehicle that's entrusted to them. It's a reputation they built over 40 years. I call it getting more bang for your buck. And when they're done with your car, it's going to look as good as new, maybe even better than you've ever seen it before. 27 Rec with a W for MBB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the Yukon River up in Alaska. It is very, very long, nearly 2,000 miles. How many bridges does it have?
272-9228, the number of bridges on the Yukon River. 272-9228. We'll do some follow-ups for bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. Right now, we just need you to call 272-9228.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, it's a busy morning for accidents. Got a new one now. Highway 143 at Caesarville Road. That is just up out of Elmore. In Montgomery, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard and Narrow Lane at East South Boulevard. Minor accidents there. Washington Ferry at Hunter Loop Road. We've got an accident there. Toll bridge is closed. The backup of traffic is now up Redland Road and stacking up now on Rifle Range. Folks trying to get out on 231. Even here, we'll keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton Company development. I'm Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Maybe someday we can explain why 150 people already have checked in on your breakfast.
Wow, that now at 7:48, that's a record. That's never happened
before. Here is Travis on the pop quiz. Travis, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey.
Can you name the number of bridges
across the Yukon River?
Four.
You're a winner.
Hey. For extra credit, do you know how many bridges across the Mississippi River?
132.
Oh, my gosh, you're amazing.
All right. Yeah. Bonus entry in the grand prize drawing. Hang on, Jay needs some information from you. Here is Gray Hair for a follow-up.
Hey, hi.
I'm ready for a beaver question.
Okay. I don't know if I can give you a beaver question, but this product was invented in Mahon, Spain. What product?
I want to talk about the one that was created in a brothel. I think we're talking about mayonnaise.
That is exactly correct, right.
Good work, Gray Hair. Thank you. And backup Steve.
Hey,
good
Steve.
Good morning.
Almost every person in the population has mites. Where?
I believe it was in the eyelashes.
Eyelash mites. Yes, sir. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
All righty. Good work, Steve. And you too will be in the grand prize drawing this coming Friday. It is 7:49.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today 855-777-9785.
Noticeably chilly out there for so late in the season this morning, and tomorrow morning will be no exception to this. But today, a mostly sunny day, noticeably cooler with a high temperature upper 60s to around 70. That's below normal. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15. Clear, chilly, 43 tonight. Perfect tomorrow. Nicest day of the week. Warm, comfortable. Sunshine, 77 tomorrow. Mid-80s on Friday with a sun and cloud mix. We're dry during the day. But it's in the overnight hours Friday night. Here we go. Another line of storms that we'll be tracking on radar in the wee hours of the morning with strongest severe storms possible in the state. And the improvement by Saturday afternoon into Sunday. Right now it's 42 in Prattville, 48 at Montgomery Regional Airport, 750.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
All right, we should be hearing from Don Duncan any minute. While we're waiting, let's do the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A top U.S. regulator told a Senate panel on Tuesday that Silicon Valley Bank executives did a terrible job of managing risk before the lender collapsed, as lawmakers demanded to know why warning signs of trouble were missed. In the first congressional hearing into the sudden collapse of two U.S. regional lenders and the ensuing chaos in markets, the top banking regulator at the Federal Reserve criticized Silicon Valley Bank for its lack of a chief risk officer. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was charged with directing $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials to unfreeze assets relating to his cryptocurrency business in a newly rewritten indictment unsealed Tuesday. The charge raises to 13 the number of charges Bankman-Fried faces after he was arrested in the Bahamas in December. British grocery inflation rose again in March to a record 17.5%. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is our great pleasure to present a man who stands tall and proud for the Crimson Tide. Also, does a phenomenal job with three great locations to service your vehicle. Please welcome from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, Mr. Don Duncan. Ed.
Hi-oh!
So we used that earlier.
Hey, Don. Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Great. Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, we're always, it's like I told you yesterday, we haven't, it's been, what, a couple of months at least since we did the last Predictathon, and we'd see each other more often if we just could extend the football season to 11 or 12 months. That would help.
That would be, I'd be okay with that.
But I thought, you know what, we have a big game coming up Monday night. We don't know who's playing in it yet, but, I thought, why don't we do a prediction that we can post Monday morning, first thing, that people can try and guess the final score of that NCAA championship basketball game. And when, how much are you going to put up on this one, my friend?
Yeah, sounds great. I mean, we're talking national championships, so what about 500 Dunkin' Dollars?
Wow.
That is absolutely 500 Dunkin' Dollars. So Monday morning... make sure we will be talking about, of course, we will have a Duncan and Son Predictathon on the NCAA championship game. Basketball is a tough game to predict, too, just like football. But why not for 500 Duncan dollars? And that's something somebody can use at any of your locations, right?
Yes, sir. Any location, service, tires, whatever works best for you.
Now, tell us about our am I allowed to talk about that magnificent work of art that I saw? Is that...
Oh, sure, yeah, thank you.
The mural.
Yes, Millbrook has been focusing on upgrading downtown with some awesome murals. There's already some there. If you came through Main Street, I know you have with all the parades.
Right,
and,
yep.
They, you know, it looks awesome and brings attention to the town. And so we were excited about being part of that, too. And so they're going to have a Facebook Live today at 2 o'clock and reveal the one that we did on the side of our building. So I'm excited about it. I'm enjoying
it's really cool. You sent me a photo, and I'm holding it up for Rich and Jesse.
That's cool. That's really nice.
That's a masterpiece,
That's sharp. That's sharp.
Carol Barksdale, her studio, I think, is in Cloverdale. But she's incredible. She showed us some of the things she's done, and I was excited for her to do this for us, and she did an awesome job.
All right, so here's what we'll do. Monday at some point, maybe about this time. Just give us a call, and we'll talk about the predicted time for the NCAA championship final. You know, my daughter's school is in the Final Four, FAU.
I saw that. That's great.
The students that attended FAU were like in shock. They never believed that their school would ever be in an event like that. Big school, but not known for its sports program. So this is kind of they're one of those Cinderella teams I always talk about. Oh, and I'm a traveling man Saturday morning, so I need to get a quick checkup at one of your locations.
Oh, we'd be glad to. And I'll throw this in real quick. We're going to reveal this. This afternoon after the mural is shown and they do their thing with the Millbrook Chamber, we're going to have it. So for starting today through the end of April, we'll announce the end of April. But if you go up and have your picture taken with that and post the picture and tag All American on there, we're going to draw at the end of the month and somebody's going to get another $500.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Well, $500 Dunkin' dollars.
Get your picture taken. There's another chance to make $500.
Those Dunkin' dollars go a long way. So, and that is an account that Don will set up for you at any of the three locations. And yeah. I can't wait to see the mural in person. That should be pretty impressive.
Great. Just let us know when you got some time. I know you guys are always busy.
Yeah, well, yeah, we sure sound that way, don't we? But, Don, thank you so much. And, of course, you can visit Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. We already talked about Millbrook, where the beautiful mural is, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And we will talk to you again on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. All right. Yeah, you know what? It occurred to me the other day, I think Sunday was the three-month anniversary since Christmas, and I find it hard to believe that amount of time has passed since that seems so very recent.
I know. I mean, you're right. It's been going quickly.
It sure has. All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon here at 7:56.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got accidents for you this morning. Highway 143 at Caesarville Road, that is just up from Elmore off Highway 14. In Montgomery, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, got a minor accident there, as well as Narrow Lane in East South Boulevard. Washington Ferry at Hunter Loop, minor accident there. And the toll bridge is closed. Traffic's backed up on Redland Road, Rifle Range Road, trying to get out on 231. Buckle up and drive carefully. We're busy all over the city this morning. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook is where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served, and no one is a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deansville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
At 7:57, I want to thank Kenny McMahon from Turf Stalker for stopping by yesterday. And if you're interested in a great dedicated team with military experience and dedication to detail, they'll give you a very reasonable estimate on your lawn, large property, business property, pressure washing, and more. 558-1611. And somebody asked, they're available on Facebook under Turf Stalkers, one word. 7:58.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.